A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 27th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about flooding in some parts of the country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Show goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about floods that have paralyzed some parts of the country.
The Department of Civil Protection and the Met Services Department have issued a flood alert to families residing near the metropolitan area of Chitwiza.
The Meteorological Services Department has also indicated that the country is expecting heavy rains of between 50 millimeters to 90 millimeters from tomorrow to Tuesday. Floods have hit several parts of the country, especially in the low-lying regions such as Muzarabani, Gwanda, and Mwenezi. And with property and lives lost during the process, most parts of Harare have also been flooded. But Bulawayo residents could heave a sigh of relief as the city's dams are now above 56% of capacity.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, it's time for it.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tilauti tinge tichitarisa ne dambu ziko re mafashamu emvura kukonzira zvirwere zvakaita setyphoid zvauraya vanhu muHarare, uye nhasi tangachinzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kumashonaland west uko vamwe vanhuwo vabatwa nechirwere ichochi chetyphoid. Mhuri dzakawanda dzapurasikirwawo nedzimba nemimwe midziyo, asi chimwe chinonyanyosuwisa inyaya yekuti vanhu vakawanda vashaya, vamwe vari kuyeredzwa nenzizi, vamwe vari kurohwa nemheni nezvimwe zvakadaro daro zvinova zvakuita kuti zvinhu samire zvakanaka munyika, uye zvimwe zvinhu zvakaita sezvirimwa zvakaita sefodya zvinenge zvakanganiswa zvakanyanya, chibage zvakare, nenyaya yemvura iyoyi nekuti inenge yanyanyisa kunaya. Gibbs,
yobambe zvirwa ndaba lingalichona njani lapi rikona kona ngapoke ngemakaya. Ye, tina lapha siyaphila sibili. Ye, sizwile ukuthi-ke kulezi zulu elimangalisayo eliyakuna khona ngapho-ke eZimbabwe, ikakhulu nxa bekhangela eChitungwiza. Kanye ngazani sibili kungaba lezikhukhula ezimangalisayo khona ngapho, so liqaphele khona ngapho-ke lapha likhona. Kuzobuya-ke eMzarabane eGwanda, leMwenezi eGwanda kulapha endabuka khona phela mina. Khona ngapho liqaphele sibili lakho eGwanda, kanye ngazani izulu liyakuna sibili likhulu. Nxa sikhuluma nje kathesi kodwa kulabantu abathabileyo koBulawayo bathi amadamu Blessing ungazani aselamanzi 56% full. Ungakhumbula ukuthi kanti sengena kuma 34% kusiya khona ngale, so ngalesi 56% full ungazani sibili adonsile amanzi lonyaka. Bezokhangelela ukuthi enxa emtshabezi idem yezabeinika uBulawayo amanzi, kodwa kusanjalo. Ye, so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lapha likhona khona ngapho kuhamba njani ngeZulu. So nxa ukuthi kumbe ku-10-10 abantu sebegalula, thathani le mpikitsha, thathe kumbe la mavidiyo amafishane lisithumezele khonapha. Likhumbule inamba yethu yeWhatsApp, ndizayitshaya lapha kathesi, ngu-001-202-465-0318, right? 001-202-465-0318. Lisiwhatsappe khonapho, lisithumezele impikitsha, lisithumezele amavidiyo amafishane. 1 minute kuyabe kungani kulungile khonoko. Litsho le bizo lenu, sabe zibhala khonaphana kuFacebook.
Of course, there are also reports from Manicaland areas around the Honde Valley that the rains have destroyed infrastructure such as bridges and roads. I think this is the same in most parts of the country. Nekudaro, tida kunzikuwa kuti kunzimbo kwa mruku garazinu. Saka mira sei ne dambu ziku irori remvura. Mafoni, icho kwa anenga harikumboti ne tsei. Asi amfanire kurasa mbereko nekufirwa makasununguka kuti mutifondere pa number dzedu idzi dze WhatsApp tobva takufonirai dzinoti dzo 202-465-0318 munokwanisa kuti tumira mifananidzo kana tuma video twe zviri kuitika kwa munenge muri imomo kuti tinge tichitarisa kuti dambudziko remvura iri zviri kufamba sei vamwe vari kugununguna kuti migero ya Gibbs inotakura mvura kuti iende kunoraswa haina kumira zvakanaka yakablokwa mamuchirasirwa zvinhu makanzuro ari kunzwa asi kutakura marara nekudaro mvura inoguma yopinda mudzimba vamwe vari kunzwa vari kuvaka midhuri kana kuti majurawo without an outlet saka kana mvura yanaya mavaka ningirikiri jurawo yenyu pasina pekuti pakaita mafasha mvura inobuda vanhu vanopedzisira imba inopedzisira yaita dhamu nekuti inenge yakuyerera ichipinda mumba vanhu vachirasikirwa neupenyu kana kuti vachirasikirwawo nemidziyo yavo ndomamatambudziko aripo aGibbs.
Yeah, so let's read an explanation from the Met Office. They are saying that the present rainy situation is a combination of the presence of the intertropical convection zone and a frontal cloud system which entered the country through Matawan provinces. Added to this combination is the heating around midday, that is yesterday, which further enhances rainfall activity. So abakhuluma lapha ke Met Office ukuthi kule ITCZ yana intertropical convergence zone ejani ukuthi yovele elethi izulu eZimbabwe siyakwazi ukugqalisa phezulu kweZambia ngale isehla isiya phansi kwele South Africa kuzobuya ke le frontal cloud system amayezi angane babevela endaweni ezingaphansi tuzani lawe South Africa khona ngale eqhansi siya phezulu ngaso asedibana ke le intertropical convergence zone le kwasekusiba ke lezulu elikhulu so kuyabe kulokhu kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuze kuyefika ke ulwesibili kuzobuya futhi i-Met Office iphinde yathi so blessing ithi expected weather from Saturday 28 to Tuesday 31st January 2017 generally rainfall in excess of 50 millimeters in 24 hours is expected. That's a lot, man.
That is.
Then over the high ground areas along the central watershed as well as the eastern highlands, however, rainfall in excess of 90 millimeters in 24 hours is highly probably. Too much rain there, eh?
Indeed.
So they are saying this is especially more so between Saturday 28 and Monday 30 January. So ngufaka ngesindebele khona ukuthi bayakhuluma lapha abantu eMet Office besithi izulu eliningi lizakuna khona boku expect ukuthi kube le 50 millimeters eliyakuna kungakwani ilanga lonke. So khona boku izulu elimangalisayo. So kuzobuya ke endaweni ezikani ziqansile le ndaweni eziku central khona po eMidlands endaweni ezinjalo la ku Eastern Highlands ukhaya ngazani kulezulu eliningi kakhulu 90 millimeters within 24 hours kuyafiola.
And I think we are being joined by our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Marvelous Kumalo of the Chitungwiza Residents Association, or Chitrest. Mr. Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling, because where he is, I think there are some areas where the Met Department has issued a flood warning.
So, Mr. Kumalo, did you get the message from the Met Office that there are heavy rains that are on their way to your place there?
Yes, through the Civil Protection Unity, the Met Office has been issuing out some alerts to most of the telephone subscribers through SMS, bulk SMS services. So most of the residents have received such notifications from the Met Office and the Civil Protection Unit.
So what are people doing? Are you preparing for that? And how are you preparing for that?
Unfortunately, under the prevailing circumstances, we don't have much to do in terms of preparation, rather than just making sure that this kind of information reaches out to a greater audience, and as well working with the local authorities to make sure that they are prepared in terms of mitigating against the effects of these rains and the heavy rains and occurrence of flash floods.
Mm-hmm. But is there a place where people can go if, say, their homes are flooded? Are they schools that are open, or is just a warning that they are giving you that there might be floods?
Yeah, so far, what they are doing is simply issuing out warnings or alerts to residents to the effect that those who reside in low-lying areas with poor drainage that are most likely to experience these flash floods must relocate temporarily to areas that do not have the likelihood of experiencing these flash floods.
Thank you, Mr. Kumalo. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs. I think we have our second guest, Councillor Lillian Mulilo.
Yes, Councillor Mulilo, good afternoon. Good evening, sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, how's Bulawayo?
Good afternoon, sir. How's Bulawayo, okay.
Excellent. Tell us about the rain situation first there. We are told that the dams are now, 56% full. Give us your kind of rundown of things there.
The dams are very full. It's okay here in Bulawayo, and it's raining every day. There's a lot of water in them, people. We are happy, and the residents are happy, too. And they have lifted all the lead setting for our residents because the dams are full.
Yeah, so but in Nabe Kuluma, Litini, and Malchel is a Kamizi, in a local Serwenzil, Wani Kampanjan, now of Changa Sentu. So what she's saying is that people should conserve water, even if the water rationing has been lifted. Now people have to make sure that they don't waste water, like just using it for the sake of it, because if there's so much water, people can do anything with it. So she says, please conserve it.
Regai tidzokere kuna vakumalo. Kumalo, pane dambudziko remvura iyoyi takambotaura pano negurukota rinoona nezveutano, Dr. David Parrenya, tokwachiti vanotyira kuti mvura ikawandisa ikaita mafashamu ari kutarisirwa aya inopedzisira yapindawo mumatsime kazhinji inokukurawo tsvina. Vanhu vakamwa mvura iyoyo vanopedzisira vorwara nezvirwere zvakaita sana cholera zvemanyoka nana typhoid. Mvura yakachena iri kuwanikwa here munzvimbo dzakasangana nedambudziko irori remafashamu?
Tingati isu sevagari vemumusha weChipingwiza, ndo dambudziko guru ratatarisana naro panguva ino. Tinoona kuti tanzuru yedu haisati yane mukana wekuti ikwanise kupa vagari mvura ari mazuva ose. Saka mvura inouya apo nepapo, nokuti kanzuro yedu yeChipingwiza haina dhamu rainoti iri ndo dhamu redu, haina painoshambidza mvura kana kuti kupurifya pachirungu inonwiwa muno muChipingwiza, zvinoita kuti itenge mvura kubva kuSito Farare. Asiwo Sito Farare tinoona kuti yaane nguva ichitambudzika ichitadzawo kupawo vagari vayo mvura yakachena, nokuti pari zvino vari kuti pane basa richiri kuitwa kuMorton Jeffrey kunotonuko kunoshambidzwa mvura. Sakawo izvi zvaita kuti pane pasi mvura painenge isipo, vanhu vanonyanyotizira kumatsime kuti vanota mvura vane migodhi vaya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi zvechokwadi sekutaura kwakaita gurukota rezveutano, mvura kuyerera kwairi kuita nekunaya kwairi kuita yakawanda, tiri kuenda mumigodi pano izo zvakukonzera kuti vamwe vanwe mvura iya inenge isina kushambidzika zvikuru sei vane isina kuvakirwa zvakanaka neimwewo iri munzvimbo dzinozara mvura dziya dzakaita semawetlands nedzimwewo dzagarawo dziri kumateru saka izvozvi tiri kutogara tichitya kuti zvichida dambudziko irori ringaite kuti nyaya dzekorera dziya dzakamboitika 2008 nenyayawo yetyphoid iyo yanetsa mazuva apfuura zvikuru sei muguta reutya kuti zvingadaro ikapararira kuuyawo kumatauni akaita seedinoi yechitungwiza zvakare omambotaura nyaya yekuti omakanzuro haasi kunyatsotakura marara zvakanaka nokuti tiri kuona migwagwa yedu mizhinji yakoromoka koromoka izvo zvakuita kuti kutakurwa kwemarara nezvimwe zvinete saka musha uzere nemarara marara iyayo pakunonaya anotorwa nemvura oyeredzwa nemasuweji okumwe kwaanenge achiputikawo putikawo nekuda kwekunaya ikoko nepanouya mvura tiri kutya kuti ndotsvina iri kuyeredzwa iyoyo ichinopinda mumigodhi inozocherwa zvakare mvura nevagari saka iroro idambudziko ratiri kusangana naro zvikurusa
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs tinenge tine muteereri wedu wekutanga mukoma Joshua ari kubudiriro mukoma Joshua makadii
tinofaira makadii mukoma Blessing
aiwa tiri nani kubudiriro tiri kunzwawo kuti kunenge kwakuine dambudziko zviri kufamba sei
ya kuchine dambudziko pane kastrategi mukatarisa budiriro has been perceived kunge stronghold yeMDC saka zvakazoitika pane kastrategi kakashandiswa kekuti pane vanhu vanotozikama vezanupf vaiuya vachigarisa vanhu patwa mumawetlands clear wetlands maunotoona kuti kuti umu ndo munofamba nemvura ine an effort yekuti pachazonzi maelections a2018 vanhu ava vanenge vaunzwa they will dilute the vote yeMDC saka that strategy is backfiring now because nese makagara vanhu nyamwera makazara mvura you find kuti panenge pachivakwa tumatemporary structures mavanenge vachigara matemporary structures aya havaise concrete pasi pamafloor sezvinoitwa dzimba chaidzo ndekekuti munhu anongouya wokura kura ground woisa katemporary structure kavo havatomboise kana plastic ya inonzi dpm damp proof membrane yekudzivirira hunyoro kuti husakwira kuuya kuflow huchibva pasi saka the situation is so de zvekuti vamwe vanhu mumba chaimo chaimo muri kutobuda mvura so some of this flooding is really man-made and it is a strategy kuti a politician awane upenyu at the expense of innocent citizens vanenge vachifunga kuti mukana wangu wekuita stand wawe so it is very bad mukauya kubudiriro pane kuseri kwebudiriro 1 ukasvika pabudiriro 5 10 off kuseri kwekune manew stands ariko ari pamutemo panonzi ari tpx 1319 behind tpx 1319 ndo kwakauya kukaiswa vanhu a lot of families are there and they are suffering kutofamba izvozvi vachibva kudzasi kwavari vamwe vacho vari less than 50 meters away from karwizi kanobva kusaidi rekuhighland and you find kuti karwizi aka nemanayira anga achiita mvura kanga kakaputika zvekutoti mvura yaitoflowa nepamusoro pemabridges so imagine situation yekuti munhu efamily vamwe netwana tucheche tumwe twana tunoenda kuchikoro you sympathize now wakutobva ikoko uko kutouya kumamain roads amadhaka ega ega hapana kana road hapana kana sewer system inenge iripo you find kuti vanotobva vakatosunga maplastic mumakumbu and is so bad zvekuti the politicians who are the brainchild of this strategy yekutraya kusplita the vote yeMDC They are living large. Vakagara kudzimba dzavo kunana borodzo kunanani delicious about the Farrar, but the ordinary person is suffering. That's how bad the situation is.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua nekutudzawo mamiro akaita zvinhu kubudirira.
Thank you.
Gibbs, I think you heard from Joshua. It was very clear. He says some of the problems, it's a man-made disaster because the people are being settled in wetlands in order to, for politicians to get votes come election time. But he's saying this has proved to be disastrous in Budiriro.
Yes, we are going to Mkosikazi Mlilo, look at it. Nyakuzwa sibili
kuhle.
Yeah, so xa sikhangeleke ngohlupho lwamanzi siyakwazi ukuthi angaze bekhona amanzi sibili agcwale emadamu khonapho, kodwa phela kuzabuya isikhathi sokuthi aphele. Ubona ngazani ke angahlala kwesikhathi esinganani, njalo kumele kwenziweni ukuthi uhlale kula manzi.
Ngendlela omanzimela bale thina besitela ngayo ngasisekhantini khona ngale, bona bayibo abahamba besiyakhangela bebala ama-statistics akhona ukuthi kwenzenjani. Azesele ukuthi amanzi asekhona azasisikisa isikhathi se-rainy season futhi esibuyayo. Sesabe sikuthi ukuthi sizabe sizama ukuthi sibatshele abantu ukuthi ngendlela akhona amanzi emali bazekwazi bona ukuthi ama-millimeters angaka, ama-cubic meters angaka, kumbe bona bakubala njani amanzi melana. Abe bekwazi ukuthi khona amanzi lawa azasifikisa futhi isikhathi se-rainy season. Kodwa nokwethu owethu umsebenzi njengama-councillors ukuthi sibe sibakhongosela amanzi beze kuthi amanzi lawa
kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi-ke okuhluphayo okunye ukuthi amazona lawa akhona ye ayingcosana sibili siyabona ukuthi asekhona mpijana, kodwa-ke kwakukhulunywa phela ngemathebeleland Zambezi Water Project, kwagcina ngani ukugcina ukuthi kulungiswe konke khonokho?
Okwamathebeleland Water Project ngakugcina ukukuza sibili kulungisa ngesikhathi seselesithethankomo. Mina ngathi ngicina khona phana esanguye ngani ibhizi ngakho ngacina okwakathethi sibili ngakhuluma manga akange ngize futhi kukhulunywa ngakho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho elicingweni ungayikhatshana. So she says according to the city engineers, they always make sure that they monitor the water levels, and if anything goes the other way, they inform the council, even if there is plenty of water, they need to monitor the water levels so that people will be having maybe a constant supply of water or be given warnings before something happens. So about the Matabeleland Zambezi Water Project, she says the last time she heard about it was when Mr. Sam Sipepankomo was the minister. Still remember when he was the minister of water resources? That was the end.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So sikhesizwe silo mnumzana ke unkomo egoli. Baba Nkomo ungawu njani?
Yeah, president.
Hayi, mpile Nkomo nyawa wena kati swaya ngapi?
Siyakhutana nihlala siba nomunye lapho siyakhutana.
Hayi, kona mani Nkomo swathengwa.
Thengwa swasopapa mina.
Yati yabona. Uyaphila kodwa uright.
Ayimpile kakhulu mina.
Yeah, so akuphosela kuba.
Ye, uyabona ukuthi ngizokhulumela kakhulu iMathebeleland. 36 years singamelwanga ePhalamende, singalamakhansila. Abantu bevotele into ezingekhoyo ezingala system ukuthi ziseve imiphefumulo yakithi. Silo Zambezi, silo Sangane, silo Manzi Omnyama, silo Gwayi, silo Limpopo. Ukuthi ngabe sihle abantu abaplanayo, silo igovernment esimele ephilayo, ngabe vele amanzi kawashoti. Khonapho bakhuma ngokuthi bona bazama ukubonisa abantu ukuthi kube lama-flood. Iplan yomlomo engela action vele into efileyo baba, akube le plan esiyibona i-action ukuthi bazayenza lokhu lalokhu, sebeyenze lokhu lalokhu. Vele ukuthi uthi abazatsha abantu is a waste of time, abakwenze before. Asilamanzi eMathebeleland, uzokuthi amanzi kawekho kobulawayo. Ibulawayo kayimelwanga baba, ibelwe ngabantu abangalamapulani. Ngabe amanzi ahlala ekhona vele kapheli ngemfuya le ngiyiqambilele.
So-ke baba Nkomo, lapha inkinga ekhona ukuthi ngasikhangela kwamanje batsheliwe ye abantu ukuthi ye kuyabuya izulu elimangalisayo, kodwa-ke kungani asiboni ukuthi kuzahamba kuye ngaphi, bazwile endlebeni. So ungathi
la ungamazi afileyo kule action bana abayenzileyo ukuthi maye amanzi ebuya edivethe engene la ungawona ithi abantu ukuthi ambaleke kumele sihlahleni njengenyamazana ungalaplano oyifake kuground 36 years baba abantu bakobulawa kabahlakaniphe bekhipha amakhansili wonke lawo lama-MP lawo bedinga abantu abazopulana abazosebenza vigorous bengacathi ngaphansi abantu beharali ukuthi bayisaba ukuthi uma befika ephalamende bethi laphana sofaka amanzi kuzambezi kudwesa amanzi kulipopo futhudwesa amanzi kugwayi bafuka bequthe ephalamende bethule stu akula nto vele abayenzayo that is the bottom line akula nto abazoyenza laba bantu abantu bakobulawo abavula amehlo ngathi ngathi belungu lemigqini abavula amehlo sivotela into ezingekhoyo baba lapho
ufuna bavoteleni manje kulapho ngenxa yokuthi kuzalungisa into zamanzi lezi
ngababizwe laba bantu betshela iqiniso bengabile into ezokutshela yena bayesaba ukukhuluma ephalamende bayesaba abantu beharari ukuthi bethi bona be-stand still firm vele bengesabi muntu ukuthi hhayi sesisenza okwethu njengabantu bemathebelendi or be-meeting bahamba bequthe abanye phela bahamba baphuma baba bengakhuluma ngephalamende kufope umuntu equthe sonje njengesikhobesi esile engakuvuli one word ukuthi kuyami i-constitution ngifuna lokhu kuyami iwadi ngifuna lokhu eceda lapho ebuyele ebantwini ekhuluma i-feedback ukuthi izani siyalele ephalamende ukuthi senze lokhu ku-constitution le izani siyalele ukuthi senze lokhu kule iwadi ungabheka kufiwe lapho baba abaze bephume bethatha amapentsheni akula lutho bayesiza lokutshintsha igama ethi impopo bakobulawa lisile isipengel esingcolile esithi makhokhoba akala mntu ongasiphendula khonapho bayesizwa yini ispelling ukuthi uqamule kulibhodi lokanokubhala ispelling esingcolile okuphoselele ufake elitsha bayesiza into ezisimplesimple manje bayisaba ukuthi befake igama ethi lukaasoupedf lapha bayisabani befake abantu abangasuka khonapho izipritezi yazo amagama alapha kasiwafuni ngoba siwakobulawayo bayisaba yini ukuthi ulukas masuku ababakhuphe laba bantu umlukasuku i-b f lena kayitshintshe at all cost sifake igama ethi lukas masuku lethi b f silifake eceleni abafuna ukulifaka yenlikabani kula bantu abangasuka khonapho izipritezi ezizwa ngabantu ezingabhadiyo abangazanga balwa impi ulukas masuku usilwele lapha ngozofela ejele botho izangu
awuboni ngenkomo siyabonga kakhulu enkomo ungadina lokusaza
okunye futhi izangu sicela ingihambi iyeselebreta laphiyana lakhona abantu bakithi abaningi kakhulu lapha sesikhulumele ukuthi babulala mbebe basibopha sesisekugcineni asabesaba sabancenge bengayiselebreta amagazi abana abakhosele ebhalagwe laphana
dakela
abahambe beyenze endaweni zakibo le kubuhlungu lokho abafuna ukukwenza le-unit lena eka-22 sikhuluma udisembe engakabuyi asiyifuni unkosayinekhali nyembezi
laphaasikugcinele lokhu
emisa ukuwa
ye lokho sikugcinele umvulo sibilisa kutshaya kuzwele um ngomvulo khonokho usikhuluma ngakho kodwa-ke hhayi sikuzwile enkomo sibongele kakhulu
babaifona mungayiyekeli
hayi yasizayitshaya sibilizibubuni
ngoba ngiyabona emathweni lapho ngani akula madoda kule 2 or 3 mina unumber
1 akula
lutho akusetenze lapho singancengi laba abantu abasincede ngalutho
imathengisile
abantu abantu kabaqhathwa abalazithupha abalama-ig
abalamaenkomo
babaticket ngenxa yesystem le khona lapho baba
ye enkomo mbongele kakhulu enkomo
ngiyabonga kakhulu
yeah that was Mr. Nkomo he's really angry very angry guy He's saying that, you know, 36 years after independence, we have people that have no plans of doing anything for the majority of Zimbabweans. He's saying, one, you know, when it comes to floods, the Met Office, yes, it issued a warning. So they want people to go and stand under trees while it's raining and maybe just behave like animals so that they can survive. He says, you know, this is totally despicable because after giving them a warning, what happens next? He says nothing is going to happen. Yeah. So, and then he says the real core of the problem is people that are in power. You know, he says, one, even the MPs that are there from the region, that is Matabeleland, was talking specifically about Matabeleland, says they are all useless, you know. They go to parliament just to sit like baboons. That's the way he put it. You know, or owls, you know. Just sit there, do nothing. And he says even councillors in Bulawayo are not doing well, so they must be removed. So we'll ask the councillor, maybe she's going to react to that.
Sit certain down a councillor, Katiende Gunam, comma, honest. Comma, honest, Tivaru South Africa, Narea, or Anzinenge Circu, Itasha Kanaka. Maybe.
Yes,
councillor.
Yes, councillor. Councillor, Ukona Kuen. Ye ube kuluma sibi lapa ke umnumzana unko muti yei. Ama kansela kuna hapo ngani akula mtu enjeli enza kumele likichwe. Ngobuti kunengi sibi lini ngakwezi kuli. Uti kunja kama MPs la hambe Harare afike kuta kuna hali parliament. Kumbe ngiteta hali parliament. Engenzi nix. So nangu ya kulumu nkomo. I seem lapa.
Yes,
Amanzi abaphathi kuhle udaba lomanzi kobulawayo so phendula kwalapho ngamanzi sizo
udaba lomanzi liyaphatha kuhle kobulawayo mina angiboni iproblem ekhona ngodaba lomanzi udaba lomanzi siyazama sibilisisi libambe into ekhona ukuthi sokusika ukuthi kuke kwaba lesikhathi sokuthi athe sibuye kwakhulunywa ukuthi isikhathi sezulu sizajintshatshintsha amanzi ayasebenza mina esikwaziyo ukuthi amanzi isikhathi sonke kungafika isikhathi sezulu amadamu wonke kuyabe sekuthiwa afoda. And that is the scale at no man's nails. A man's acona madam has a piece of cat to send a piano. So what you can have with a few cat to send a piece. You got to let the two candles. Now, one of the man's nails are asking this one. I am beside the look at the scale of man's nail. Let's say to the madam. As born with a man's law, I as a man who tried over with you. That's what that figure is cat. You can have a person's one is a con with his born with a man's anatomy. Angiboni ukuthi kasokufuze sisebenze njani thina njengama-councillors awobulawayo kodwa thina siyabe sikwazi sinazelela ukuthi ama-levels amadamu aseninjani sikuhamba labomanjinela besitela ukuthi kathe samanzi semiso lathi sizama ukungena ebantwini ukuthi abantu sibatshele ukuthi bagcina amanzi babambe kuhle amanzi. Singabona ukuthi vele sephelile ukuthi sesebise segcina izinana kazama yikho isebe sesisenza khona i-water shedding ngoba siyabe sesikwazi ukuzafika isikhathi sokuthi amazana akadonseki phapa. Angiboni ukuthi kathi umsebenzi wokuthiwa asiwayenzinyoke njengama-councillors akobulawo yiwapo.
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ubambe khona phunga indawo. So she says they're doing their job properly. And what Mr. Nkomo is saying, maybe he's got some political issues there. So she's saying that they're doing their job diligently. So when it comes to water, you know, that's an area where the Bulawayo City Council is actually specializing in, you know? Yeah.
Regaiti yende kune mwe mutereri wedu mukoma honest vanenge vadzoka vari ku South Africa makadi mukoma honest.
Ndipo makati mukoma.
Aiwa tiri nani kuri sei ku South Africa kuri kunaya mvura inenge yanowa here.
Ah kuno kwa kusukunyanyo naya sekumusha uko.
Okay, mukoma honest munokuluma kana kuti munorova zvese?
Ah ndinorova zvese.
Ya ndinenge nazwa toni yacho kuti mune munorova zvese, right? tipe mfungwa dzenyu po gadziriswa sei dambudziko revafasha vemvura
mafasha mvura iyo mvura yanga yakanaka hayo asi munoona kuti sezvi kuBulawayo ndiri kunzwa vachipemberera kudhanzi madhama azara uku saka asi problem yandiri kuona iripo ka ndeye kuti hakuna kuzonyanyoplaniwa zvakanaka pamatowns ipapa because since kubvira patakawana kuzvitonga ka wakangovakwa malocations akawanda akawandisa asi madhama haana kumbowedzerwa kana mukatarisa seBulawayo ndingataura hangu mataunships akawandisa vana Ntumbane vana Makandeni vana Nkulumane vana Nketa vana Mugani akawandisa akavakwa after independence asi hakuna kana dhamu kana one rakambovakwa after independence zvinozoitika ndezvekuti mvura iyoyo inozowandirwa nevanhu ichazopera kupera kwacho ndokoko kuti hakuna kunyatsoplaniwa zvakanaka and if zvikaitika kuti gore rinouya topinda pagore risina mvura a dry rain season totopinda patambudziko futi rekuchema kuti hakuna mvura futi asi mvura tinenge tamboiwana asi yaenda nenjizi yaenda kumakungwa uko because hakuna madhamu akakwana
hacho chii chokwadi orit chimbotaurai nendebele tinzwa
ndizama kukucho lapa ikuti ona since kutholakala uzivuse kuyakhiwe amalocation amanengi kakhulu kungakhanela koBulawayo ayakhiwe amalocation afana labo Ntumbane oMakhandeni oCadre Park oNkulumane oNketa eyi ngabalisa maningi maiBulawayo uyazi mara okwenzakaleyo amadamu akula damu even elisha elilodwa engilaziyo if ever kuyikuthi mbe maybe kuna lapha empamanisa khona I think I stand to be corrected but angiboni kunedamu even eliyi-one elakhiwe after sithole uzibuse khonokhona kuzobangela ukuthi amanzi lana azokhulelwa yi-population esikhona lapha ma ekhulelwa yi-population le esikhona kwenzakala ukuthi le i-rain season esizoya kuyo eka-2017-18 singaba le dry rain season sizokhala futhi ngokuthi asinawo amanzi kanti amanzi besiwatholile unkulunkulu besifusisile mara amanzi imvula inethile amanzi ahambile abuyelile elwandle inkinga ekhona akuzanga kube le proper planning ngale government ekhona le
aywa siyabonga
hayi siyabonga lathi ibe lisithinta lathi sifaka imibhiji esilayo ezinhlelweni ze-studio 7 siyabonga ngiyabonga uqala ukungena e-studio 7
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ungathina kusasa
hayi ngiyabonga mnumzana
ye babayi
rikaiti dzokere kuna vakumalo zvakare vakumalo pari kupiwa here dzidziso vanhu vari kuziva here kuti ndanzwa kuti nhari yavakumalo inenge yanetsa maybe let's go back to councilor mlilo
ye councilor mlilo uzwile lapha ke ekhuluma umnumzana akati secingweni khuluma ukuti ya inkinga ekhona lapha yokuti akuna kulungiswa kuhle lokho kuthiwa yi-proper planning nxa sokhangelwe ke ikansili kumbe into ezinjalo uthi wakhiwa phela amaloko itshanjengecountry park kwakhiwa phela inketa kwakhiwa lapha nalapha inkulumane langaphi ngaphi kodwa-ke kabone kule siba la madamu akhiwayo ngesikhathi esifanayo so engabe chaya iqiniso kumbe uchaya iceleni la
uchaye khona ine-cowdy park ngikwayo then ngani ingaba yi-constituency ngikwayo i-cowdy park kulilokishi elikhulu kulawo wonke amalokishi bona labanamanzi abantu bona abanabasebenzisa manje njengoku and ubaba ukhulume wathaya khona elandeni siyazama sibile njengaoBulawayo ukhansili wakoBulawayo ukuthi amanzi siwamaneje ngendlela sibile amalokisho nalawa yakho ngemva kwe-independence kungazange kulungiswa amadamu kungazange kungezelela amadamu sibone ngani ukuthana lazele ngokuya kwesikhathi nxa singazange sibabomonitha abantu sibatshele ukuthi basebenzise amanzi njani siyaphi sokufika futhi enye i-rain season abuyayiso ongasela manje ubaba uthiaye nambeni indlela akhulume ngayo i-government iyesibekile sibile ukuthi alinge aplane abone ukuthi ayenze njani kakhulu ukuthi ayakhe amanye amadamu ngoba amalokithi alokhu eyanda
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu so bamba khonapho ungayikatshana mama so she's saying that the problem lies with the government proper planning no proper planning in terms of dams to be constructed and all those kind of things. So he says the previous caller actually hit it. You know, he said the truth about what is going on in terms of having a population that is growing, but a few dams, dams. So at the end of the day, she says, yeah, they are facing that problem, and that problem can only end if the government intervenes and maybe constructs one or two dams to supplement the current water supplies.
That's true. I think we are now being joined by the chairperson of the Combined Ara Residents Association, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, and let me also greet the listeners of the program.
Thank you so much, and we hope all the listeners are doing good. Now, Mr. Moyo, we are talking about flooding in Harare. Tell us about the situation. How is it like?
Well, as you are aware, this time around we have received rains that are above normal. And because of that, we have witnessed cases of flooding in and around the city of Harare, as well as the rest of the country. And there are a number of issues that is actually leading to that. But the bottom line is that we are having cases of flooding, in some cases due to, you know, poor drainage systems that we have not been, you know, dealing with. It's a problem that we have not been able to, that we have not been dealing with for quite some time. And also, because we have not been receiving above normal rains, we have not been seeing that we've got a problem. But the issue is that we've been sitting on top of a problem.
So it was, and has always remained, a ticking time bomb.
Definitely, it remains a ticking time bomb. And I think the worst part that we must all realize here is the blame game that comes out whenever we have problems related to flooding. You know, people waking up with the water high up, their roofs high up, their walls and so forth. We always have this endless blame game. And we are not getting anywhere. If next year we're going to have above average rains, we still have the same problems of flooding that we are facing right now. So it's a question of planning. It's a question of committing yourself to deal with this issue once and for all, making sure that there are proper building systems so that whenever it rains again, whenever we receive above normal rains again in future, we are not going to be, I mean, to say or face the same problem that we are facing right now.
Indeed, you are hearing what Mr. Moy is saying there. Gibbs, failure is an orphan.
That's it.
And success is many fathers. You know, if things are not working well, everyone wants to blame someone for things not going on well. The government is saying it's the Harare City Council, the office of the mayor. The office of the mayor is blaming the local government minister. You know, so it's a vicious circle, and it's very unfortunate, Gibbs.
Now let's go back to Lillian, Unkosikazi Lillian Mlilo. Ukulangale ke kubulawayo njalo ngikansela kulangale ke kubulawayo inkosikazi Mlilo nxa sisikangele ke sikhumbe sithi sijule kancane sithi lina ngokubona kwenu ubona ngazani nxa sokuqutshwa kusiya phambili kambe ukuthi kulungiswe udaba lamanzi kungenziwani kunapha
mina mbona ngani ukuthi ku-construct ama dam abe makhulu ngezinto besifike kwenzekana ngabe nami.
So ukuthi
njengoba ipopulation yakobulawayo isibone ngani isinkulu kakhulu siye izindlu ama-ratepayers ama-residents emaningi kakhulu kakhulu amalokishi nalawo lokhu esithenda iyakho ebemaningi kakhulu ukuthi amanzi sesiba malithwane ngoba amadamu akhona wona lawo loba abe manzi egcwele asakufikise inye i-rainsisi nokuyayo ngakho sisakutha ngedam.
So okumele awakhe amadamu wona lawo mbani okumele sifila chaya isikhonkwane thi la
uhulumende ngiyofuza abone khona lokhu ukuthi sikhonkwane kuyeza
kodwa lake lakhuluma layo uhulumende ngakhona
imizamo ikhona eyokuthi siyake sikuzame sibili ukuthi kukhulumisane ngakho khona lokho kwamadamu njengoba kwakulezanzedeyekho project yena leyani yayisenzeyo nalana ngoba kusika ukuthi yamela ngathi ngenye engasinetha ukuthi yamela ngathi hayi sesingabasebenzi.
Yeah, hey, I see. I was going to call you one because now, so she's saying more dams are needed, and they've been engaging government on this issue. But she says ultimately, the solution is to have the construction of the Zambezi water pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, apart from that, maybe there could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regatenda unimwe mutereri maiti nashe makadi. Aiwa tiripo imi muri kupi? Muri kukwekwe. Rakamira sei dambudziko re mafasha memvura yokwekwe ririko kana kuti hakuna? Mhm. Tichitarisawo nyaya dzemigwagwa idzi mati dzimwe nguva mota dzinombomira zvakamira sei dzaka migwagwa yenyu yakagadzirwa zvakanaka here kana kuti aa makomba sezvatiri kuonawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo
handizivi kuti mumbomuzimbabwe mugwagwa wakanaka here kana kuti kunze kwemuhara erishetemuzingira dzemumatiisi hapana kana panezipane mugwagwa werinari ipapo vanhu matinovhoterawo mupepa achimhogoro vanhu vanotivhotera ava vanga kugadzirwa izvi neizvi iyo ezvangotinaoera asi zvozvinhuzvavanenge vachiandira vachazoitae zvino nezvino vati hapana kana tinomvuta kana tinomuteta
Asi mukavanzwa vachidaro maMP ipapo vanenge vachinyepa nekuti migwagwa handiwo kazhinji vanogadzira mai tinashe inofanira kugadzirwa nehurumende
asi vaivo handii ndovanoisa mutemo kuhurumende nekuti ndovatinenge tavhotera kuvavhotera kwatinozvikaita tinenge tichiitira kuti vaende zvemo zvedu kuhurumende iyo hurumende yatinaendoona kuti zvitemo izvi zviri nekusara here kuti vanhu vavane vachinge vachigadzirirwawo kuti vanhu vafambe zvakanaka iko zvine izvi makomba makomba mvura inekungowedzera nekuteera painenge ichikaya paya saka hazvitomboshandi hazvibatsiri kwavutofamba vanhu vakabatira hana maoko kuti motenogona kuira chero mubhiriji vanhu vakaparara saka kana vazoone pabhiriji paane makomba ezvavanoreva kuti ndiyaa yake parara hapasisina takanaka munhu
ko nyayawo yemvura yekunwa iyi iri kuwanika here kukwekwe uku kana kuti zviri kunetsawo sezviri kuitika kune mamaguta
mvura kuno kukwekwa hakuna kana tinonzi mvura kune uku vanhu vari kutowa mvura yezvibhorani hakuna kana tinonzi mvura takaitaeuba mvura inongoaa mabhizo nemutaure so ndeitendo nemamwe malokesheni hakuna kana tinonzi mvura pakubatwa nekorera kana taiodzinekadzamara
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai tinashe nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
akanaka ndodawo zvekumhoresa murume wangu ari mubotswana
mumhoresei zvenyu
ndoda kumhoresa murume wangu vakatinashe ndoaana mai vangu vari kumabhunge maita zvinyi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai tinashe ndofunga kana vakateerera vazvinzwa Gibson, that day was Mighty Nation Kwekwe. It's good we are getting callers from Kwekwe. She's saying that you know the problem is not that much, but the infrastructure is bad. You know the roads are really bad, and that you know they are surviving by the grace of God. Otherwise, the situation is desperate. And she's also saying that you know people that they are electing to represent them are not representing them that well. MPs mostly they promise a lot but they don't deliver.
Very unfortunate indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So Slomnumzana ke ugiven lapho secingweni Mnumzana given unjani?
Yebo mabalisa.
Inyaphili sibonga umbani?
Umoyo.
Oh umoyo yeah kunjani moyo?
Ngiyathini?
Ngicela ukhiphe ku speaker phone iphone yakho.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, spoke given moyo asichaye sizwe. Ubona njani udaba lolu lokuthi eZimbabwe kukhona ukuthi kube lezulu elimali sayo umbiko lo ukhitshweke protection unit. Kuzobuya ke le met office light. Yeah, izulu lankona liyajust lokuzwayo. Ungathi ngakhona.
siyabonga ukuthi basinikile ulwazi olufana nalolo ngemva kokuthi mina ngikomvuthu eVictoria Falls lapho okuke kwaba labantwana ababili abatholakale sibefile besele emanzini mina abantwana ababili abanamayele iminyaka phezu kwe-5 nje kancane abantwana besikolo bathi bahambe besiyadlala bafika endaweni lapho kade kula manzi khona kule bhoti khona lapho bawela bonke abantwana labana bafa bancwabile evikini eliphelileyo nge-Thursday bonke abantwana labo bafa ngenxa yengozi zamanzi ezezikhona enye into ekhona ukuthi noma ungaze siluthole lolu lwazi lokuthi kuzabe kusina njani ezulu sinendlela eziningi ezibangela ukuthi sithole ubunzima okunjengokuthi ama-bridges kathesi kungenzeka yini ukuthi abantwana bahlale emaviki amabili amathathu bengayo esikolo ngenxa yokuthi kulezindawo ezile mifula evalayo ukuthi abantwana bazingene babe ezikoleni ngenxa yomifula engela ma-bridges. So ngibethe hamba futhi ekuthini kathesi lifuna kanje izulu sile nkinga ekhona eyokuthi izulu lifuna kanje ama-fertilizer. Ihulumende njengokuthi eyayithembisile ukuthi izanika abantu abadala lezibhoga lezintandazo ukuthi izanika esithi ama-vulnerable people ukuthi izabanika i-fertilizer. But i-fertilizer yakhona isikhona yabuya sengathiwa kule yinye indlela yokuthi eyayisiphiwa ngenye indlela ukuthi kwaze kwaba sebusuku abantu benikana i-fertilizer ukuthi kwase kule yinye indlela yokunikana ngendlela engasiyo ngoba kwagcina sekusala abantu abadala abanye bengayithelanga le fertilizer.
So-ke nxa
siyaphambilizinkulesihupho ezilimeni ezingozini izenezo ezikhona ngamanzi nalapho ezulu elina kakhulu.
Ye, so-ke manje nxa ungumnumzana umoya unjalo ubona zani wena ungakunqabela njani konke khonokho akulanye indlela?
Indlela ekhona ukuthi abantu babe ngathola izinto zokulimisa ekungathi ama-fertilizer lenhlanyelo ukuthi lesikhathi isikhathi sesekhona benele ukuthi abantu mayiphela ilanga bakwani ukuthi bafake o-fertilizer bethola kade bengathola isivuno esingcono. Then ezindabeni zengozi ma singathola i-service delivery abantu bamzele imigwaqo eqondileyo elama-bridge ezakwenza ukuthi ama-bridge angikhona ngama-bridge lana ayenza ukuthi abantu bahambe phezulu aye ama-bridge ukuthi abantwana ngabazakumntwana noma ehamba yedwa ngake usala umgadi lingaso sonke isikhathi mayehamba yedwa nje angavele athi azama amanzi asamthaka. So ma singathole ezakhiwo ezingama-bridge nezikolo ama-classroom aqondile ukuthi abantwana bazithondela kusephakathi.
Awuboni-ke mfo kamoyo uyazi uyishaya emnandi kakhulu uyenelisa yini ukuthi ungene ku-WhatsApp usithathele ama-videos 1 or 2 usithathele amapikitsha ukuthi kuhamba njani khona ngapho kuze sibone ukuthi izulu lime njani sibone lokuthi izilimo ama-crops la ame njani uyenelisa ukwenza khonokho?
Ngiyenelisa ukwenza njengokwenza
kusasa ukhaya. Ye, so nizakuthumezela i-WhatsApp number yethu kuze usithumezele khonokho baba.
Ngiyabonga
lana. Yes, sibongele kakhulu-ke Given Moyo khona ngapho-ke komvuthu eVictoria Falls. So that was Mr. Given Moyo. He's in Victoria Falls. He says there are a lot of problems that are associated with this water issue. So he says, unfortunately, 2 kids actually drowned last week and they were buried on Thursday. And he says, at the end of the day, there's a crisis when it comes to crossing rivers. He says the bridges are very low and kids all the time need to be, you know, monitored and at the end of the day that doesn't work, especially when kids have to go to school. So he's proposing that the government should actually construct better kind of bridges so that everything is tackled very well. So he says rains do not even bring these kind of problems faced with according to, you know, what has to happen, like flooding and all those kind of things. He says whenever there's fertilizer, there's a problem. Because that fertilizer goes to waste. And so he says, at the end of the day, there's need to manage well all those kind of things. Otherwise, things are not working well in Zimbabwe. So basically, you are saying, you know, there's need for better service delivery in Zimbabwe.
Regati, tisatenda wane mwemtere, timbo inde kuna wa kumalo. Wa kumalo, mkuma Simba Moyo.
Yes.
Mkoma Simba, tichitarisa nyaya yedambudziko iri remvura. Takanzwa kuti zviborani zvekumbare nekusaningdeo zvakanzi hazvina kuchena. Zvine utachiwana hwetyphoid nekudaro ngazvivharwe. Kuri kuendeswa mvura here ikoko nekanzuru? Vanhu vanenge vakunwe imanje.
Iroro idambudziko ratingangoti rangogara riripo. Zviborani izvi patova nemakore zvataurwa kunzi zviborani zvemuHarare zvizhinji zvachona. Ndongo anotoita zvemastatiti vataura kuti 90% yezviborani zvemuHarare, takanzwa vana Mbare ivava vari kutaurwa, hazvina mvura yakachena, nenyaya yekuti muHarare mune dambudziko rekuti munogara muchiputika mvura yakasviba, mvura yemasezi. Saka painopinda pasi inonosvika ichisangana nemvura yatinotora taakushandisa kuti mvura yemuchibhorani. Saka idambudziko ratingangoti ratove nenguva risiri kugadziriswa. Vanoongorora mvura iyi patova nenguva vachiongorora vachitaura kuti mvura haina kuchena. Guta reHarare harikwanisi kuendesa mvura kunzvimbo dzakaita senambare nekunzvimbo ikoko kunenge kuchitonetsa mvura, nokuti havangokwanisa, havatorina kapasiti yekuita zvinhu zvakadaro. Kune nzvimbo dzakawanda izeni kumana Tafara Mabhuku vatove nemakore anotopfuura mashanu vachigara vasina mvura, vachiwana mvura vachiita mvura yekuchera matsime. Saka ringori dambudziko reguta reHarare rayagara rinayo rokusakwanisa kupa vanhu vave vese mvura mazuva ese, mvura yavanokwana mazuva ese. Saka idambudziko ratagara tingori naro, tiutori mushishiro tione tingaita sei kuti tisvike kumagumo kwedambudziko iri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, rambai nyuri parunhare. Regai tiende kuna vapasi mumuteereri wedu. Makadi?
Ndiripo hangu. Makadi hei?
Aiwa, tiripo. Muri kupi?
Tiripo. Nyaya iripo yenyaya yeZimbabwe ka haichamboda kutarisa kuti kumvura here kana kuti kupi kana kuti kupi. Chinhu chaamuZimbabwe ndizvo zvese, hapasisina kana chinhu chiri right. Nekuti iye zvine zvikatarisa even mabhondi noti wava kubudisa ka tatodzokera pamabeira cheks atatichito aya ekuti ukataura ukabata $200 unenge watozadza bara. Saka iye zvinezvi chese chiri muno Zimbabwe kuti munyatsoziya mutauriro wenyika, nyika yese inzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, hapachishumbori right. Marodzi hakusisina, iye zvinezvi dzimba dzedu dzakatengeswa nemakanzelers kumagate collectors. Zvinhu zvese muno mazvina kana mutemo kana kuti chi, munoziva sei ndataura izvozvo. Ndinowanzo kusvika kuma to 10 to. Saka ndinowanzo kunonoka kusvika maakuda kupedza, asi ndinowanzo kuda kucontributa kuti ndikutaurewo zviri kuitika. Saka kungoti chete dambudziko rangu ndirindosvika kumba ndatinonokei, hamuna kana chinhu chiri right kana one muZimbabwe, hakuna. Makadi henyu?
Aiwa, tiripo. Saka pogadziriswa sei dambudziko racho vapasi? Taakusvika chirongo
kana nani wanachuma wavari kunyepa because wanodya wahuyevha ari kutaura ari on the side of ZANU-PF, nekuti wari kuba wari kuwana nzira yekuba nayo. And ndicho chokwadi chaichacho, Zimbabwe yaparara vakuru vangu. Mukauya nhasi munotoshamisika kuti kondiyo Zimbabwe yataiziya here, nekuti nhasi unoyo mukatarisa ka munoona kuti nhasi unoyo dzimba dzakavakwa 1979 dzakavakwa 60 something, ndo dzingoripo. But izvezvi munongozwa kanzuro ringochema kuti hatina mari. Ko dzavavaka ndedzipi dzazoita kuti mari ikwire kana kuti chii? Handiti location rovaka rimwe location. Saka hapana kana chinhu chiri right muno muZimbabwe utaurana chokwadi. Maita henyu?
Tinotenda zvikuru vapasi. Yeda from Mr. Pasi saying everything.
Hapamborina shuwa. Maita henyu mukomani? Blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Pasi saying everything that can go wrong is going wrong in Zimbabwe. The country is in the wrong direction. Gibbs.
Yes, mnumzana ke unkosi lapha ke osecingweni manje isikhathi sesihambile. Baba Nkosi, pho ukuthi njengamafitshane uli papa futhi nyaxolisa. Champi jan.
Uto mina Gibbs.
Ye, champi jan ngoba isikhathi do.
Oh, zwana dube asoze ngikhulume ngendaba yamazi. Ngicela inamba kamama lona owakhuluma ngeWednesday ngendaba yoUK Cause on Time for Africa. Futhi lonta indawo yokufunda.
Ah, all right. Hayi manje uchayile manje wena.
Yeah.
So ukhangela izulu phela ungachaya umbani khona.
All right mngani wami.
Okay mfethu. All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we have run out of time and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening. We had from Bulawayo Councillor Lillian Mulilo, from Harare, we had the chairperson of the Combined Arts Residents Association, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Mm-hmm. And from Chitungwiza, we had also the director of the Chitungwiza Residents Trust, Mr. Marvelous Kumalo. We want to thank our callers, our viewers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend, Zimbabwe.